Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do apologize for saying that all morning. Having some issues at my house where there is no internet connection, which is how I connect to the radio. So I have been doing it all by my cell phone. So I apologize for any disconnect I might have here and there. I'm doing everything I can to fix it. We've been on the phone all morning with Verizon. Trying to fix a few things. It's just not working the way we hope to, and it seems to be just one computer, and that computer is the big one that starts everything. Anyways, we've been trying to answer as many questions as we can while we're here, and coming up in a bit, I'm going to have an interview with Bill Fingal from Summit Responsible Solutions. Coming up at 8:30, so I look forward to that. We'll start talking some more mosquitoes because all this rain is going to lead to that, right? So in the meantime, Daniel, do we have any calls on the line?
We sure do. Next up, we've got Margaret from New Hampshire. She's got a question about fire plants.
All right, Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Happy Father's Day to both, and thank you for taking my call. I don't know if it's burning bushes or fire plants, but they're about 6 feet tall. And how far can we trim them now?
So the burning bush can definitely be trimmed back by at least a third, maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
You could prune them back now. They don't flower, so it's not something that you have to worry about. What I would look at do is I would base it off of how much there is, how much it leaves versus just the entire plant when you cut it back. Right, because you could cut back over a third or, you know, more than a half if you just base it on height, because not all of it's going to have leaves. We want to make sure that there are, you know, 3, 4, 5 leaf junctions on the branch, if possible, to keep it going.
Okay, great. All right, and we can do it now, right? You said because
you can
turn red.
Yeah, they're only going to turn red in the fall. I mean, these in Massachusetts are considered an invasive species, so you can't even buy them because of how they reseed themselves, et cetera. So I don't see a problem with you doing it, especially with the cool temperatures we've been having. It's not going to affect it. I think you're definitely going to be okay.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dennis from Massachusetts. He's got a question about Japanese knotweed.
All right, Dennis, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have a problem with the Japanese knotweed. I've had it for a while, and I've been trying to rip it up and cut it down, but it's tough to get rid of. Yesterday, I went and I purchased some Captain Jack's Dead Weed Brew.
Yeah.
trying to do it organically without using the chemicals so much. It's near a vegetable garden, but most of it's up along my foundation at my house.
Yeah. But I mean, that's going to be it. It's not going to do as great as you hope with it. Japanese knotweed, you're going to need to, you know, if you use the dead weed brew, you're going to need to spray it multiple times. It's not just a one and done organically. So keep that in mind. It's not going to be, you know, like a chemical that you would normally have, right?
Right. But I saw that, you know, the Roundup, but I was trying to stay away from that chemical.
Understandable. You know, so, you know, one of the things is with this is the dead weed brew is a foliar killer. So you need to make sure you don't cut it back with it, because you need it to hit the leaves. You could try and use on some of it doing that cutting and painting method, right, where you cut the knotweed down. So it's about an inch or two from the base of the ground, and then spraying it right on top of that open wound. Sometimes it will dive right back to the root there easily, but it's not necessarily the you know, one and done. It's multiple applications on this one. You're probably looking at three applications minimum.
Right. Well, I've had this problem for a while, so I realized that. Would it help if I put, after I use this, would it help if I put a fabric and then maybe some 3/4 inch stone or something along it? Because I wouldn't mind that having along my foundation.
Yeah, so you could try fabric. I'd also look at, they have some thicker, like, plastic, just for, like, a season to keep it on there, because that plastic will heat that area up and burn it out a little bit and not allow it to really thrive. You could try that. The fabric, sometimes it can get through. The Japanese knotweed seems to just go wherever it wants, whenever it wants, with no issue. So just keep that in mind. But adding the 3/4 inch, you want to make sure you go, like, I'd say about 3 to 4 inches thick, because you want it to suffocate everything that's underneath it. So if you're going to do 3 to 4 inches, you could do the fabric, especially around the foundation, because you want the water to run off. You don't want it to just sit there, right? While I was talking, I was thinking about, since it's next to the foundation, the plastic might not be the best. Looking at the fabric, so that any water that goes doesn't just sit there and kind of push back towards the house.
Right, right. I've been trying to rip it out. I've been trying to cut it down, and it just comes back with a vengeance, you know.
So when you rip it out, it almost makes it angry, and it's like, all right, I got you. I'm going to go even in harder here. But, you know, that's kind of, you know, the spray, I'd like you to see you just cut it back so it's a couple inches above the ground, spray that stalk that's left, and let it kill down into it. You want the sun to be out. You want it to be a little bit warmer. The sun will help dehydrate the rest of the plant and push that chemical through. Not chemical, but this is the organic product through.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it's almost like a bamboo. It's almost hollow in the middle.
Exactly, but you want that fresh cut, because just like you and I, if we have a cut, we put on Neosporin or something, right, to try and heal it. If you cut it and then spray it, it's like you're doing that, but you're doing the opposite for the plant. You're trying to kill it.
Okay, well, great. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to follow that advice and see how I do with it.
I realize
it's not going to be a one-time thing either. I mean,
yeah, no, the Japanese knotweed, even synthetics, it's not a one-time thing. So, you know, it's just, it takes a little bit of time and effort to get in there, but I think it'll definitely work long-term for you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Dennis, you have a great rest of your day.
Right, enjoy your show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And about a minute and a half from the next break. Again, I will apologize. I feel so bad that the connection here isn't that great. Something's going on with the home computer today where it just decided, maybe it's taking a day off. So maybe it's enjoying its Father's Day. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But, again, I apologize being on the cell phone today. It's really all the only option I got at this point. So we will keep on keeping on for another hour, 45 minutes or so, that's left in the show. Coming up at 8:30, Bill Stengel from Summit Responsible Solutions. We're going to be talking about, you know, mosquito bits, mosquito dunks, just all the different things that they have so we can actually protect ourselves in the yard and garden this year. All this rain and water sitting in all random places, right? Gutters, rain barrels, all those things that you don't think about because you're trying to keep the water. You know, the rain barrel is obviously trying to keep the water there, but you need to treat it with something, and they have an organic solution for it. So we look forward to that. In the meantime, we'll have one segment and possibly be able to take a call. But for everybody else, hold on to the number, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. In about 10 minutes or so, we will welcome in Bill Stengel from Summit Responsible Solutions. So if you have some questions, you might be on hold a little bit, but definitely call us for the 9 o'clock hour. That phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And with all the chaos that's going on in my house, I just looked outside and realized that the sun is out and there's blue sky. And I thought it was going to rain most of the day. I'm going to look up the weather here a little bit more, but blue sky, clouds out there. But wow, I'll tell you, I was not expecting that this morning just based after all the rain we have every weekend, it seems. I want to say the last 4 or 5 weekends, all it's done is rain. I don't know. It just, it's way too much. This morning might be a good day to get out in the garden. Looking like I said, you know, the temperature is going to warm up by midday. It's really looking like there's only a 15 or less percent chance of rain almost the rest of the day. So this could be a good day, to be out there. Definitely by midday, but a little after midday is we're going to have some of our warmest parts of the day. So enjoy it while you can, because, well, who knows when the next rainstorm is going to be. Probably the next day, probably Tuesday, probably Wednesday. We'll see. So I do hope that the rain figures itself out and we can go from there, because if there's been so much of it, it feels like it's been longer than a month, but it might have just been a month. So just something to be thinking about. You know, the rain will go away at some point. Then the sun will just take over. We'll get some warm temperatures. And when that happens, you know, our plants will start to dry out a little bit quicker at first, right? Keep that in mind, because our plants have been watered so much by rain. Mother Nature has been taking care of our plants this way. Now, when it stops raining, make sure you can pick up where you left off, right? Because where Mother Nature left off, because they're not just going to be like, okay, we're good for the rest of the year. So it's going to happen. At least I think it is. In a couple of years ago, probably 2-3 years ago, we had that summer where it pretty much rained all the time. And our plants were thriving because of it. It helped get us into, you know, out of a drought type situation. But it's just, you never know what's going to happen. And so for those out there, you know, worried about it, worried about your plants, take a look at using products like the product Soil Moist or the product Hydratane. Soil Moist is those little granules that you put them into the soil. They grow about 40 times the size of their original size, hold moisture, and then release it to the plant slowly as needed. A lot of people use them in window boxes, containers, veggie gardens, etc. So that's that option. Then there's that other option of the product called Hydratate. Comes in a liquid form, also comes in a granule. You spray it over the lawn, you can spray it over the veggies and garden, and it will actually help pull some of the moisture from the atmosphere, put it to the plant where it needs to be, and then help it throughout the season. But it is something that you need to do sooner rather than later, because you want to get it established in the ground. You want to get it ready for the season. You don't want it to happen right as a drought hits, or right when we stop raining a lot, right? Because what will happen is it's not going to do everything you want it to. It's not going to absorb the water. It's not going to pull the water as much as you need it. So I really, you know, want you to take a look at doing something now versus waiting until the last minute. So Hydratane's the product. It is something that you'll be able to use in the next couple, you know, week to 10 days without an issue. So, hopefully you think about it ahead of time, realizing that we could have a drought like we normally do. So we're going to end up taking a break here. When we get back, Bill Stengel from Summit Solutions. So stay tuned with us. When we get back, we'll talk with him. Back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. Right now, Secretary of State Blinken in Communist China for a rare high-level meeting. Correspondent Scott Carr with details.
The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is now the first top American official to visit China in 5 years. Blinken arrived in Beijing today, where he's expected to meet with top Chinese officials through Monday, including President Xi. Blinken's looking to establish communication channels with China. President Biden said Saturday he also hopes to meet with President Xi in coming months.
President Biden kicks off the 2024 campaign season in Pennsylvania, speaking to union leaders in Philadelphia. At the U.S. Open in Los Angeles, players heading into the final round today. Here's correspondent Seth Everett.
Fowler had a one-stroke lead but missed a putt on 18 to fall into the tie. Rory McIlroy is one stroke back at 9-under. Scottie Scheffler is 3 strokes back.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help! On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Walter Garden Club. Joining us now on the line is Bill Singles from Summit Responsible Solutions. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing all right. The sun's actually peeping out here for a little bit. All we've had is rain. It's just been crazy.
It has been crazy.
So
you can never figure out from year to year, can you?
No, it's definitely not something that we can figure out or control, but I do know one thing we can control. Segue in there. Nice one for me. Anyways, with all this rain, we know that is going to bring mosquitoes. I mean, they are just going to go crazy with the amount of rain that we've had. And sitting water, because some of this area, you know, that I'm in, we've had so much rain that the water sits for a bit. And you guys have some great solutions here for mosquitoes to get them before they really get going. And I'd love to start with the mosquito bits, as they're one of my favorite products because they're multi-use. And if you could tell us a bit about the mosquito bits, how much they can control, et cetera, on the mosquitoes, what we can use them for.
Sure. So mosquito bits are a granular product, and attached to the granule is a naturally occurring bacteria called BTI. So wherever there is standing water that you cannot dump, empty, get rid of, for instance, if you have a low-lying swampy area in your backyard, water remains there for a week or longer, that's a prime breeding area for mosquitoes. You can broadcast spread the mosquito bits in that area, and as soon as it hits the water, it releases the bacteria into the water. Mosquitoes breed in standing water. There'll be mosquito larvae in standing water. That's one stage after the eggs, larvae, pupa, and then adults. The larval stage is eating anything it possibly can. It's just sucking nutrients into its body. When it sucks in the BTI, however, is lethal to the mosquito larvae and harmless to everything else. So it's really nice. It gets rid of that mosquito larva, so it kills the mosquitoes before they can grow up to be biting adults.
That's exactly what we want. We want to control before they get to those biting adults. Now, you know, you said the standing water, right? A lot of people don't think about it, but we have standing water areas in our yard that we just might not, like I said, not think about. Can you name a couple of those areas that people might be not thinking about? Because it's eye-opening. At some point, you're like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, one of the most overlooked is, you know, when winter comes, you have a wood-burning stove, and you want to make sure you keep warm. So in the summer, a lot of people have wood stacked, wood piles, and they cover those wood piles with plastic tarps. And those plastic tarps have ripples in them, and those ripples hold water. So if you have water that's sitting in those plastic tarps for weeks at a time, they become stagnant, and it's just a perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes. You know, other areas are tree holes or crotches in trees that accumulate water. You know, remember, you just don't need a whole lot of water for mosquitoes to breed. If it could be a thimbleful of water, it just has to be around for a week or so, and boom, mosquitoes will find it. Wherever it is, they'll find it, lay their eggs, and you can get, you know, 100 mosquitoes in a thimbleful of water. Rain gutters are a big problem. It's sort of out of sight, out of mind. Obviously, rain gutters are 10 feet or higher off the ground, and you just don't think about, hey, there could be a minor clog. There's some leaves that have accumulated in there, and they're holding all of the water from draining. So it's a little pocket of water up in the gutter, and that pocket of water is really a mosquito condominium. So get your ladders out, check those gutters, make sure they're nice and clean, and avoid those mosquitoes from camping out in your homestead.
It's definitely amazing how little standing water they need. I mean, a thimble full of water can do 100 mosquitoes. I mean, just think about that. That's crazy. So it's those little things, looking around and seeing. Now, you know, you mentioned the gutter. The gutters, and a lot of people will actually use rain barrels. So rain barrels have the standing water. Would that be a better one to use, maybe those mosquito dunks?
Oh, definitely. So mosquito dunks, same active ingredient. The difference is it's not a granular. It's a little donut-shaped product that floats on the water and slowly releases the BTI. It's a controlled-release product. So over time, it's releasing the BTI into the water for 30, 40, 50 days or longer. So as it slowly dissolves, that BTI is filtering down through the water, and any mosquito larvae that are in there, again, they're sucking up everything they can. So once they suck up some of the BTI in the water, they're done. And with a rain barrel, you know, perfect use. We get questions all the time from people. Hey, we're watering our organic products, our organic vegetables with this rainwater. Is that going to hurt? Is that going to matter? And no, mosquito dunks are approved for any kind of organic production. So if you're growing any vegetables, have no concern about putting any kind of chemical product into your organic vegetables.
Perfect. That's a great key to this, because I know a lot of people, you know, want to keep everything organic, and knowing that would be is huge. Now, the mosquito dunks come in multiple sizes, so you can get 2s, 6s, all the way up to, I want to say there's like a super pack you guys have, but definitely you'd want to use them multiple times throughout the season, right? If you're, you know, because starting now, we have three months of summer left, really.
Yeah. Patrick, let me tell you one use that I personally use them for, because I don't have vegetables growing out in a garden, but I do have vegetables growing in some earth boxes. I have some tomatoes and zucchini, and those earth boxes, I mean, they're wonderful. They have a fill tube you know, for people not familiar, it's a self watering planter. It holds water in the base. And that's a great mosquito breeding ground. So I just take a little chunk of dunk, you know, break it into quarters, and I drop a piece in. So I make sure that little reservoir that's down there is not going to be a mosquito breeding ground.
That's definitely a good point and a great spot that somebody's not really thinking about, right? Because we, you know, it has its own watering system, and it's not going to hurt it, too. It's not going to affect the plant either.
Definitely. So any self-watering planters, if there's an access for you to put the water in the reservoir, there's access for a mosquito to lay eggs in that water.
And a lot of those are closer to the home, too. You know, the self-watering plants, like an earth box, are closer to the home. So you're almost bringing the mosquitoes right to the house. So definitely something to think about. Now, the mosquito bits, I want to touch base on those just a little bit more again. Now, the mosquito bits actually have a secondary use that comes with the, just because of what they are, and that can be to kill the fungus gnats. And we, in New England, we tend to see the fungus gnats a little bit more towards the time we bring our plants inside, our house plants inside. And this mosquito bits, you can use all summer for the mosquitoes outside, then what you have left, you can help control those fungus gnats, right?
Oh, definitely. Fungus gnats are actually related to mosquitoes. If you look at a fungus gnat under a magnifying glass, you go, oh, my heavens, that looks identical to a mosquito. Fungus gnats, fortunately for us, do not bite us. They don't affect us, except they are a nuisance, and you really notice them when you're moving houseplants, and those houseplants have fungus gnat larvae in the soil, and then fungus gnat adults flying around the plant and dropping more eggs in the soil. So the mosquito bits can be mixed with water, and a tea can be made to water your plants. The BTI in the water goes down through the soil, and the fungus gnat larvae, who are feeding on the decaying organic material and feeding on your little plant roots, and they'll suck in the moisture that's in the soil, and with the BTI in the moisture, that will kill all the larvae that's down in the soil and break your life cycle.
Now, you mentioned a tea. How should one make that? How much should we use? How much water? What should we do to have that happen?
So it's very simple. We say on our bag 4 tablespoons per gallon of water. So you just put it in a gallon of water, let it sit, shake it 10, 15, 20 minutes later. You can scrape off the granules or strain the granules and then use the tea, use what's left to water your plants. So we recommend you can do it, you know, once a week for 3 weeks, and that should take care of the existing problem that you have with fungus gnats. If it recurs, just do it again. Honestly, my wife, she has so many houseplants. She's decided, no, I'm just going to do this all the time. I'm going to water all the time. It doesn't hurt anything. You can't overdose. Yeah, I'm just going to get into a regular habit of every time I water my plants, I'm going to do it with the mosquito bit tea.
Perfect. That's a great one to be thinking about, because there's not as many products out there on the market in Massachusetts at this point that do a lot for the fungus gnats and that any longer. So this is a great one to have. So it's a multi-purpose product. So, you know, think about buying the bigger bag, because you could use it throughout the season.
Oh, definitely.
Now, you do have another mosquito product that is the mosquito and gnat barrier that you have as a spray. It's ready to spray. It attaches right to the hose. And how should we be using that?
So this is not a bacteria. This is a chemical, and it's a chemical. The active ingredient in this is a chemical called permethrin. So permethrin is a synthetic pyrethroid product. and it's used for adult mosquito control. There are no naturally occurring bacteria for adult mosquitoes. So if you're outside and the adult mosquitoes are getting to you, or if you're going to have a party outside and you want to make sure that you're not going to have mosquito problems, you want to spray the surrounding area. You want to spray any area where mosquitoes land. Mosquitoes are typically nectar feeders. Most people don't know that, but it's only the females that bite, and that's when they're getting ready to get eggs. They need a blood meal to reproduce.
Awesome. Bill, hang tight for me. We're going to go to a break here. On the other side, more Bill Single from Summit Responsible Solutions. We'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Boni. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Boni is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Right now, we are joined by Bill Stengel from Summit Responsible Solutions. On the other side of the break, we were talking about the mosquito and gnat barrier, which is a chemical, hose end version. And we're talking about this is the spray for adult mosquitoes, correct?
Yes.
It's definitely something that we normally will say, oh, there's mosquitoes out there. When you walk out, you're about to have a party or have some people over, and you didn't put the mosquito bits or the dunks previously, so you can't do anything immediately on those. We got to focus on this, and this will be used for that. And it actually can be used on, you know, it can control some other insects when you spray it on your trees, shrubs, and lawn, right?
Yes, it can.
So I just want to just reiterate the use of what we should be spraying, where we should be spraying in the yard. You were saying on places that mosquitoes will land, right, for the nectar.
Yes, so typically mosquitoes are not going to be landing in your grass, in your yard. So now you could have gnats in the yard. You might want to spray your yard for gnats. But if you're strictly looking for mosquitoes, mosquitoes are going to be flying around looking for places, vertical surfaces to land, and plants, flowering plants to draw the nectar from. But yeah, we recommend people look at the vertical surfaces, the fence posts, the fences, the decks, deck railings. If you have a carport, you know, they like getting into shady areas to rest. So spray around in your carport, spray around your windows and doors. You can pre-treat, spray around your deck, your furniture, anything in that area where a mosquito might land.
It's definitely, you know, you definitely, if you're looking at the mosquitoes, kind of don't you look at the lawn, kind of go into the woods a bit too, right? You're trying to create like perimeter, a barrier definitely around the area you're going to be spending time.
You're exactly right.
Perfect.
And then now, it'll last. I mean, once you spray, it'll last for 4 weeks or so. So it's a nice barrier product.
Definitely. And the great thing is it doesn't just do mosquitoes and gnats. It will also do ticks and ants and some fleas, right?
Yes, it will. It's as a matter of fact, it's very, very good at ticks. And I know in your neck of the woods, you guys have tremendous problems with ticks. Again, don't think of spraying it all over your lawn. Ticks typically, in a well-manicured lawn, they're not going to be there for the most part. It ticks like humidity, ticks like shade, and most ticks are picked up in the perimeter areas of your yard. So any wooded, brushy areas, that's where ticks love to be. So those are the areas that you want to treat.
Definitely. So you can be, it's like a 1-2 punch. We're getting rid of some mosquitoes, and we're also getting rid of some of those ticks that are, you know, around here, saving ourselves from some of those Lyme disease, Zika when it comes to the mosquitoes, those types of things. And that's where these solutions all come from, you know, preventing when it comes to the mosquito bits and dunks, and then taking care of when it comes to that mosquito and gnat barrier.
Absolutely. That 1-2 punch.
It's definitely worth it to make sure you protect yourself and others in the family. Now, what's the website that we can take a look at more information about?
SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. And there is a lot of good information on there. There's frequently asked questions. There's links to other products and stories and pictures. And always, if you have a question, you know, you can send an email to us. There's a link to send an email, and we'll answer that back. Or if you're really desperate and need an answer right away during business hours, give us a call.
Awesome. Bill, we appreciate your information and your time as always. I hope you get to enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, Patrick. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.